This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and urging you to take just a few moments out of your very busy day to study with us from the Word of God. For the past several times, we've been studying about the very important subject of entering the church. You know, the church is important in the scheme of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was according to His eternal purpose that it was planned, as we find in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. We find that the church was purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Now, in discussing the question of entering the church, we have talked about a number of very important, very crucial matters. First of all, we talked about the fact that we are saved by grace, saved by the unmerited favor of God. None of us can earn our salvation. We discussed this in quite some detail. Then we discussed the fact that we are saved by faith. We discussed the fact of it and the meaning of it, what it does mean and what it does not mean. The fact that the Bible teaches that we are saved by faith, we have pointed out, does not mean that all believers are saved. Nor does it mean that men are saved by faith alone. Nor does it mean that men are saved by faith without any further acts of obedience. Nor does it mean that everything else in the plan of salvation is only an element of faith. We are saved by faith. The Bible plainly teaches that in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where Paul says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, we have pointed out that in spite of the fact that the Bible plainly teaches in James chapter 2, verse 24, these words, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. There are yet many people in the world who hold to the view that men are saved by faith only." Now, I have raised the question in the preceding broadcast, why do some make this mistake, that is, of holding that we're saved by faith only? I've suggested that one reason is that they do not distinguish between the various covenants or dispensations of the Bible. God gave instructions to Adam, to Noah, to Abraham, to others, to which we are not specifically amenable. We are, of course, amenable to all of the Bible in the sense of the principles set forth. But the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Law of Moses, was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14, and was taken out of the way. So we today are not living under the Law of Moses as a law specifically in force. I have suggested that some have made the faith-only mistake because they do not know that the Bible teaches that the saved believer is the baptized believer, and there are no exceptions to that. Another reason why men make the mistake of holding that we are saved by faith only is that they ignore the fact that the Bible uses figures of speech. For instance, a figure of speech called synecdoche, in which the part is put for the whole, or the whole is put for the part. In other words, in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, we have such an instance where the Bible says, "Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now here, faith stands for all of the plan of salvation, that is, all of man's responsibility in obeying God in order to be saved. In Acts 11 and verse 18, the Apostle Peter said to the brethren at Jerusalem, "Then unto the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life." Now notice, he talks about people being saved, that is, coming into spiritual life. He does not mention faith, he does mention repentance. We are not therefore to conclude that we are saved by repentance only, and that faith has nothing to do with it. It is rather that we should see that here it is used figuratively, so that repentance stands for all of the gospel plan of salvation so far as man's part is concerned. Now we have that same thing as regards confession, and as regards one's being baptized. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 10, we find confession referred to, but it does not mean confession only. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, we're told that baptism saves us, but it does not mean that we're saved by baptism only. We are saved by faith, we are saved by repentance, we are saved by confession, we are saved by baptism, but not by any of these alone. And so you can see the important subject, the important fact taught in the Bible that we must do what the Bible teaches us to do, not only in regards of faith and repentance and confession, but also in the matter of our being baptized. But our time is gone today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue this very important study.